Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And good morning, everyone. It's Friday. Yay. I'm sure all of you are celebrating. Yes, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark. It is the Women's Hour here today on Conscious Talk Radio, something that Diana and I do every third Friday of the month. Hi, Diana.
Good morning, Miss Brenda.
Yes, it's Friday.
I know. I'm so happy.
Me too. It was a very busy week, and I know that everybody is really busy, Diana, and it's part of the reason that we're going to be talking about being at peace in the middle of chaos, because too much busyness for people creates chaos in their lives. And I worded it in a special way because it's not finding peace. We don't have to look anywhere for it, but we're going to get into all of that a little bit later here in the show. But first, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements. Guy Finley, who Rob does a show with once a month, that's the first Friday of the month, he's having his annual Talks in the Pine 5-day or 3-day intensive workshop with self-realization teacher Guy, and that is on June 19th through the 23rd. It's also going to be streamed live. To learn more about Guy and what he does and to participate, and he's an amazing teacher, by the way, you can go to guyfinley.org/events2019 Talks in the Pines workshop, and it's all up on our website at conscioustalk.net in the events section. So if you're on your way to work, you can't write that down, don't worry about it. Also want to remind you, we're still doing the GoFundMe for Winnie, the Irish draft horse. We have not met our goal as of yet, and we really want to help this beautiful, sweet horse. And if you've given, great. If you could give a little more, that's even better. But please tell your friends and family members and people that you know love animals and give them an opportunity to help out. It feels really good. It's up on our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So are you finding it difficult to hold it together in this turbulent world of ours? Change has come in so many ways. No wonder life is confusing. That's all right though, because it's time for another Women's Hour. And this time the feminine focus is on being peaceful in the midst of chaos. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Hey, thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that we do once a month here on Conscious Talk every third Friday of the month. And I'm here with my beautiful and lovely co-host, Diana Clark. Hello, Diana.
Hey, Brenda.
thank you, Benny. Yay!
So Benny is here making me laugh this morning. I wish
yes,
the camera was on him.
Yes, good. Nice. We need to laugh more, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we do need to laugh more. And part of what we're, you know, you and I have these great discussions, Diana.
Yes.
And they're very deep. If we ever, you know, taped them, we could, you know, really help a lot of people with them. But we have these great discussions and we go really deep. That's what Diana and I love to do when we get together or when we're on the phone. And a lot of subjects come forward for us. And one of the subjects that has been sort of reoccurring in both of our lives is noticing all this chaos out there, all the fear out there, all the separation. People are more separated and polarized than ever. The busyness, people, I don't care who you talk to, people are busier than they've ever been. And technology was so supposed to bring to us a time of more freedom, less work, less busyness, more freedom. And we've somehow turned that into the media, the social media, and all the technology into something that has become a burden for a lot of people. And so we're finding ourselves living in more chaos and less peace. And Diane and I had a great discussion about this the other day and decided to be something really great to talk about on the Women's Hour today, because what we bring to you is everything that we're learning and have learned, and it is to help you. It is to help us. It is to help all of us to lead healthier, better lives. So chaos, Diana, is really up in people's lives. A lot of stress from it, a lot of fatigue from it. And this was the subject that we wanted to talk about. And I worded it, I didn't say finding peace in the midst of chaos. I said being at peace in the midst of chaos. And I did that purposely because we don't have to find peace. We don't have to really find anything. Everything is within us. We are at peace somewhere inside. There's peace. Just like there's love, there's joy, there's beauty, there's confidence. It's all there. We have to be willing to explore and do the deep spiritual work to discover it, that we are, that's already part of who we are.
Right.
You want to comment on that?
Well, yes. I had a couple of things going through my mind, and one of them is when we were talking about this the other day, you shared with me this fantastic story, and I think that's a really good example, a good place for us to start, because you were getting new carpeting put in your home.
Yes.
And I don't know if you would like to share that to start with, to see what you and Rob were doing that made that process happen as smoothly as it did.
Yes, we, our landlords, because we're leasing this place, had decided that the, and it was really on our suggestion because the old carpeting was falling apart. It was 20 years old. And they were kind enough to, they gave us a really nice budget. They were kind enough to let us pick out the carpeting, et cetera, and the type of carpeting, the color, everything, which is always the fun part. And then there was the part of, this is a you know, 1,850 square foot home. It's all on one floor. And the only place that, places that are not carpeted are the kitchen and the two bathrooms. So you've got the rest of all that square footage to be carpeted, which means we had to move out. Yeah, and we just moved in not even 2 years ago.
Right.
So we had to actually move everything out, including they asked us to take everything off the walls. Except in the kitchen and in a couple of the bathrooms, we had to take pictures down because they were walls to the other side of bedrooms. And so we had to move out all the furniture, everything. And you can imagine what a big task that is. That is a lot of work to do all that. And then they came in to lay the carpeting. And it just happened to be, folks, on the day that it was 80 some degrees. The very day they laid it, it was 84 degrees here. And so it was very warm, very hot. And here's what Rob and I decided to do. And this is what really, when you're really deeply, I feel, spiritually involved in your life, you're very responsible, but you're very conscious as well.
Yes.
So we consciously said that we intended... You set your intention. We intended for this to go very smoothly. We intended to be as patient with each other and ourselves and the heat and everything else as we could be. We set that intention. We talked about it. We were conscious of it so that it could go smoothly.
Yes.
And to breathe a lot and to do whatever we needed to do if we started to go into overwhelm or anything like that. Because you can imagine, and we had pets here, our little dog and our little cat to be considerate of. And even one of the workers that came in to help us move some of the heavy furniture had to bring his two-year-old son with him for a couple. He was here for about 2.5 hours that one day. So you can imagine this could have been very chaotic.
Cats, dogs, and kids.
Yes. And the rug people and in and out and in and out and tearing it up and all the noise and all of it. And we did a lot of breathing. We, you know, another thing we did is what you and I were talking about right at the beginning, what Benny said, we laughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We kept it light. And what we found out after the 4 days, it took 2 days really to move out, a day to move out, a day and a half, and then a whole day and another couple of hours the next day to lay the carpeting, and then a couple of days after to get moved back in. The entire time, what we realized was how smoothly it actually went.
Yes.
Yes, we were very tired. How we did not go into overwhelm, not once, which is for most people very unusual. But in that chaos, there was a lot of peace.
Mm.
And it's because we really made that choice for peace. And I really want everyone to hear this. We, our real power, and I know we've talked about it on the show so many times, Diana, our real power lies in our decision to choose.
Mm-hmm.
To choose how we want to feel, to choose and intend how we want our days to go, to make those conscious choices, and then to do whatever you need to do to stay in those intentions or those choices. But you have to choose. Otherwise, what comes along is the flotsam and jetsam of life.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, it'll stick to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It's like, this is such a grand example, though, Brenda, of the deep work that went into both of you that you've done in your life. This
yes.
is what happens, because it isn't just, oh, I'm spiritual. When you're walking the talk of that, it means when I'm triggered, when there's
yes.
things out there that aren't so comfortable, am I going to blow off the handle here? Am I going to, you know, lose it? Or am I going to consciously go, I'm feeling kind of stressed. I'm going to kind of do some breathing right now. I'm going to be kinder. I'm going to even be better, because now I have
yes.
some pressure put on me. I am making the conscious decision to keep myself in a more peaceful state of being, and then everything can unfold however it unfolds, and we're going along with that peacefulness instead of hooking into the stress and the drama of the situation.
Absolutely. And that takes some practice.
Yes.
And the practice is, you just mentioned, going in and going deeper, breathing, learning to breathe in the middle of stressful situations, consciously choosing to smile or laugh or be light mm-hmm. when the tension wraps itself and ratchets itself up.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Stay aware in the midst of that busyness. And it just takes practice. It's not hard to do. And I mm-hmm. hear people say that. I have clients that say, oh, but that's so hard. Well, you know what? When you do that, when you say that, you send that message to the universe. And the universe is, oh, they like it hard. They like it difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're sending that energy to out there, and that's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
That's the energy that will be reflected back into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave it there, because we're going to run off to a quick break. Today we're talking about being at peace in the midst of the chaos, and how do you really do that, and why it's so important, folks, to be there, especially today where everybody is angry and upset all of the time, it seems. You're listening to the Women's Hour. We'll be back after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for listening. This is Brenda Michaels and
Diana Clark.
And you're listening to the Women's Hour here on Conscious Talk, a show we do every third Friday of the month. And today we're exploring being peaceful in the midst of chaos, mm-hmm. not finding peace, but being peace, because we already are. Mm-hmm. We have that within us, mm-hmm. as we do everything else. And we were talking about, you know, the carpeting that was laid here, Diana, and that Rob and I made the conscious choices. We made choices that kept us running smoothly, that kept us light, that kept us in peace through an entire ordeal that most people would be really stressed out at. Mm-hmm. And you brought up a really good point during the break, which we really want to bring into that. And it's really the ego mm-hmm. that wants to draw us into the drama.
Right. And in all of these situations, there's always, it's really fear-based. Mm-hmm. And when there is this big dramatic thing that's happening, you have to remember many, many people are still not doing the deep work for their own higher consciousness, for their well-being on the planet.
Yes.
And they are very accustomed to suffering. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always said in that suffering piece, the ego is so ignited. And the ego wants you to feed into its drama. Mm-hmm. But if you've done the deeper work, you see what's going on. And instead of, getting stressed and moving into that fear-based place, you take care of the situation calmly, peacefully, because there's only so much you can do. And I was giving you the example of Many years ago, somebody I knew had this fish tank, and there was a big leak that had happened, and this person had come to me, and I said, oh, okay, and I took care of calling the fish tank person and a janitorial service. I took care of everything, but this person comes back again and is still really drama-filled, very stressed out, because there's obviously a lot of water damage from this fish tank. And so I said, well, I guess you could drop down paper towels. I've already done the other thing. But this person comes back probably 5 or 6 times, each time so stressed. And what I actually begin to see is, wow, it's her ego really wants me to feed into that drama, but I'm not interested in it because actually I've done what I can do. Situation is taken care of. Mm-hmm. But if you'll take that moment, you can really see it because it is very tangible. You'll see what people are doing in their actions, their facial expressions, and they're so accustomed to getting firing your triggered point. And if they don't get that reaction from you, then you'll see it dissipate then, because what happens is they're desperately trying. The ego really wants me to hook into it. And when I'm not interested in it, you'll see it kind of deflate, like, okay.
Yes. Well, and they're actually many times they're angry at you for not buying into it, for not getting into the drama with them. Mm-hmm. And that really, really irritates, because the ego needs to be right.
Mm-hmm.
The ego needs to be the one calling the shots. It needs to be in control. It needs to be right. It wants everybody on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not, there's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you not getting upset? Don't you see this is a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of energy that is put out in those situations.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen I've seen that really played out also in the workplace quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Where, you know, somebody's stressed about something that has happened and they're sharing it with you and, you know, you listen, but again, you know, not interested in the drama of it. And they'll come back at another time and say, well, you need to be, you know, you better be, you know, you need to show me some sign of that you're stressed about this situation. And I see that quite a bit actually in workplaces many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The situation arises, it seems like so organically from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, because what we have done as a human race, and I know that there is great purpose to this. This is not a right or wrong issue, folks, when I say this. We've come here as spirit beings, as a spirit inhabiting a body, learning to bring spirit all the way through the body and becoming the spirit that we are, or the soul that we are, exploring that in the form of a human. And the human is the physical part of us, and the thinking small mind, ego mind part of us. That's the part of the, and we're here to blend and integrate and to uplift that human side of ourselves. We're really here. That's the work we're here to do, is to become fully actualized as spirit beings in human form. It's very challenging. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens as humans, what we tend to do is we tend to, because spirit will not intercede without invitation.
Mm.
In other words, if you're not in connection with your spirit, if you're not asking your spirit, partnering the human side of yourself with your spirit, the ego side, that more human side, the more materialistic side of ourselves takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes the dominant force in our lives. And as we're now looking at the world today, we're seeing when a more dominant side of that of us, the ego side, the side that is not at peace, the side that does not know about love, true love, what real truthful love is, the side of us that is not at peace, the side of us that does not make choices, it reacts. Those things have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the chaos and the violence and the unrest that we have today in the world. And the great purpose I feel for this is because we are actually getting to experience it so we can make higher choices. So we can say, wait a minute, are we really going to buy into all of this fear and all of this ratcheting up of fear all the time, that we have to have an enemy, that there has to be something wrong in our lives, that we have to be fixing ourselves and something else all of the time? Those are the things we get to look at and we get to decide about. But if we're not conscious of it and we're just going along with the group, you know, if you will, or the herd, if you will, you won't be conscious of that in your life. You won't stop and ask yourself those deeper questions. You won't do that deeper work, that deeper exploration, the breathing and some of the things that we talk about on this show. And I experience it, and I know you do too, Diana. We both have clients, and I experience it often when I give my clients homework and they come back in a week and not much has changed, and the first thing I ask them is, did you do X, Y, and Z? And many times, a lot of them, they're very committed, and they do it, and things have shifted for them, and it's wonderful. But many times, they haven't done it, or they've only done part of it, and they have a reason. And one of the reasons is, well, it was so hard to do. I didn't have time to do it. Well, this thing came up and that thing came up. And that's true. Life does happen. But the power we have is, what are we choosing?
Yes.
Are we choosing a more loving way of being with ourselves, which is to make it a priority to do that work? Or are we going to choose with the herd?
Right.
Those are the choices that we make moment to moment every day.
Right, and that's why it's so important what how you're feeding your spiritual soul every day. And that's why
every
for
day.
Me, it is my priority. My
yes.
priority is to awaken as much as I can in this lifetime.
Yes.
And it does not mean I'm perfect. I have
no.
my spaces because I am a human, but I recognize them immediately from doing the work. And
yes.
so I want to feed things into my psyche, into my soul, that are things that are uplifting, number one, for myself, not to sound selfish, but I have to do it for my own well-being.
Yes.
And when I do it for me, I'm doing it for my daughter, for my friends, for my family. It affects everybody because they begin to see that, and it is what I'm feeding myself. So yep. I am very, very cautious about what I absorb from media. That's a really big one. I'm not tuned into that. Yes, I'm abreast of what's happening in the world, but I'm not tuned into that fear factor because
right.
I can't function then.
Yes.
So it comes down to what is most important. If I have a busy day, still doesn't matter. I start my day with reading my positive quotes. I don't care what it is. I have this routine because without that, Brenda, and you know how many years I've been doing this work.
Oh, yes.
But you will fall off of the wagon then,
yep.
so to speak.
Yes. You said some very important things, Diana. It's a priority.
Yes.
Whatever we prioritize in our lives, guess what? We excel at it. If you aren't prioritizing you and your spiritual walk and deepening your spiritual rudder and doing it every day, committing to that priority, which is really in essence, Diana, loving yourself.
Yes.
You're actually loving and giving to yourself when you do that, when you prioritize that, and then you can truly give to others. Otherwise, we give to others and we become spiritually bankrupt. And when we run out of energy because we're giving it out all the time, we're giving into the fear, we're giving into the drama, we're giving into other people's fear, other people's drama, we walk around exhausted. Then the body starts to decay, or there's dis-ease, and that's where illness and disease has a great opportunity to come in because we have no energy, real vitality and energy for life.
Yes.
We've exhausted ourselves, and it's the most unloving thing we can do to ourselves and each other. You are listening to the Women's Hour. I'm here with my guest host and my best friend, Diana Clark. And today we're talking about being at peace in the midst of chaos. We're going to be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on the Women's Hour, Giving Voice to the Feminine. I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Diana Clark, and we're talking today about being peaceful in the midst of chaos. Just want to remind you of our website, conscioustalk.net, and our Facebook page. We do have the GoFundMe page up on Facebook for our white draft horse. She's not ours, but we love her dearly, Winnie, and she really needs help, folks. So if you can give a few dollars and let everyone else you know to give, and I'll tell you, when you're giving, it feels good, whether you're giving of your money or of your time or of your love. It feels really good to be in service that way, and it's very uplifting. So if it If it feels like you want to get uplifted in that way, then we invite you to our Facebook page to help out with Winnie. Well, we're here talking about being peaceful in the midst of chaos. And Diana, we were talking about the ego.
Yes.
The ego self that loves drama, that is addicted to drama. And during the break, you brought up attachment.
Yes. Attachment, I have come to see, is the biggest element of suffering. And early on in my deepening, I had gone to a really cool meditation thing that it was a Buddhist meditation, and it was a wonderful meditation, and they had a monk in training, and he began to talk about human suffering and attachment. And when I first heard that, I thought he meant, do you have to be detached? But that's a different word. To be unattached means that I'm not just giving away my power. I'm not giving away my peace, my freedom. I am. It's almost like I'm still able to love greatly, but without being desperate in the midst
right.
of that.
Without being needy.
Yes, that needy piece. And so as I began to look at that in myself, I spent quite a few years by myself, and I really learned about what he meant around attachment. And I have lost attachments, and it is the freedom of the soul. To live, that is the way that we are to live in this beautiful space, because it really is about the love and the peace. And when I've lost attachments to things outside myself that I thought I had to be happy, then I discovered true joy. Because one of the things you said earlier, Brenda, is so true. All of this stuff is already in us. We really are full of love. We really are full of peace. We are these beautiful spiritual beings. And for myself, the longer that I've done my work on myself and I've lost these attachments, I've left suffering behind long enough that I know the difference of joy living and suffering living. Now, I would not have been able to differentiate between the two in the beginning, because I was so accustomed to suffering that to me it was normal to have dramas or stresses, fears and lacks, and all of those things were so used to living in. When I did my higher conscious work, I became more aware of even my thought forms, my self-talk, and how negative these things always are. After I did enough of this work, which is using my tools along the way, now I live in the space of this joy-filled space, which is in me. It's not even, it doesn't depend on anything outside myself. This doesn't mean we don't grieve or that we don't have other emotions, but it's how I traverse through them. I don't stay in a suffering spot very long. So if I make mistakes, sure, I'll feel the suffering, and I feel it instantly, by the way. I don't have to wait months on end before I realize I'm angry about something that happened 3 months ago. I recognize it immediately, and I begin to do the work. And that a big part of that process, too, is that I am so accustomed to living in the peace. That these things that are happening outside of me, yes, they're happening. I'm processing them. I'm taking care of them. But I don't want to stay in that suffering part. I'm more interested in my joy-filled life.
Yes. Yes, and you've made it a priority. Yes. We're going back to priority again. We're also, I'd like to point out, Diana, is the choices that you're making. You're making those choices for you, for love, for peace, for joy. And what you were distinguishing between attachment and detachment is two separate things. We're not saying that when you let go of attachment that you're detached, that you're detached from love and life. No, that is a whole different energy. What we're saying is when you let go of attachment to the drama, to the suffering, to the neediness, to the sadness, to the anger, and you do your work so that you can let that go and you can process it fully through your system, then you're not attached to any of that, and you're able to make much more powerful conscious choices in the moment instead of reacting. It is that reaction part. It's that split second of having that negative thought, that thought you know, going through as an electrical feeling through the body that recruits these emotions, usually that are more negative and more downtrodden, that keeps us in the suffering and keeps us attached to that type of suffering. Mm-hmm. And so there's a big distinction that you made there, and that was a great example, mm-hmm. Diana, a great example. So when we come back, we're going to give you a few more great examples so you can clearly see and make choices in your life to bring the peace forward. You're listening to the Women's Hour, and we'll be right back.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And we're back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Diana Clark.
Yes, and we are talking today about being at peace in the midst of chaos, not finding it, mm-hmm. not having to discover it, not having to work hard for it, but to be it, right. Because you already are it. Mm-hmm. And there's just a few things, Diana, we wanted to point out in this segment, a few tools that we can leave our audience with to practice. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress practice enough. If you're willing to take these tools and use them with consistent practice in your life, I guarantee you, your life will change. Mm-hmm. It will, and it will change for the better. But if you don't use the tools, if you only think about the tools, if you think knowledge is enough, then you have some lessons to learn, because knowledge is only powerful when it is acted upon. To know is wonderful. But if you don't act upon that knowing, nothing moves in your life.
Right.
So we're going to give some tools out that we use all the time. And Diana, I think that stressing the consistency, mm-hmm. the practice, and the prioritizing mm-hmm. your day.
Right.
When you get up in the morning, and this is part of the practice that Rob and I do every day. Of course, we have this show to start our day, but we have things that we do prior to the show that we're consistent with, mm-hmm. and that is the first thing is to set our intention for this day. And it's a little prayer that I do every morning when I wake up. And it's a prayer of not only gratitude, but of speaking how my day is going to be today. No matter what else is going on, I'm choosing to be at peace. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing harmony. I'm choosing to be in service and in love. I'm choosing joy. I'm saying these things, and I'm thanking the universe for supporting me and for helping me to resource that within myself. It's just a little prayer I do every day, but it really helps me set the tone for my day.
Right, right. And for myself, I actually have a couple of quotes that I get from different resources. There's about three or four of them. And the first thing I do in the morning is I actually, when I get to work, I turn on my computer and I read them. And
yes.
Because I'm feeding my spiritual soul. And, you know, when you're talking about prioritizing, the other thing is when you do these things and make them simple so that they're super easy to get accustomed to. So don't start out with, I'm going to meditate 1 hour in the morning. That might be a little too difficult to start with. Make them simple things that are easy to do so that they become habitual. Mm-hmm. And not only that, the result is you feel so good about yourself.
Yes.
That's the result of it, is that these tools work. And, you know, Brenda, you have mentioned quite a few times about the breathing. You want to kind of speak to that part. What is that exactly? What are you doing exactly when you say I'm breathing?
One of the things that we are not aware of most of the time, and I find this a lot with my clients, is that they're not occupying their bodies fully. Their spirit isn't fully in the body. They sort of live from the neck up because, and I used to be this. I used to be a person that didn't inhabit my body. I wasn't grounded into my body, and I wasn't grounded on earth. And what I mean by that is I wasn't fully present in my body and on earth. I was constantly in my head thinking, thinking, thinking. So I lived mostly from the neck up. And this was a big, big one for me to learn and to explore. And I had some wonderful, loving mentors that taught me about breathing into my body and to really just focus my attention. An easy way is on my tailbone. And so before I get out of bed in the morning when I wake up, I focus my attention on my tailbone, and I just put my attention there, and I imagine when I breathe in that I'm drawing my breath all the way down. I use an imaginary golden pipe, or I make my spinal cord golden color, and I breathe down that golden spinal cord right into that very, very bottom of it. And I just breathe into that. And how I know that I'm fully there and I can get there like in a snap now because I've done it so much is when my breathing gets easier, when it's easy to take that deep, deep seated breath, then I know I'm fully in. And all it takes is practice, because when I first started the breathing, I couldn't even hardly get it past my throat.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
It's like I couldn't get a deep breath because I hadn't practiced the breathing.
Wow.
And so I just take a moment in the morning before I even do my prayer to get into that tailbone area, to get fully seated in my body. And then when I put my feet on the floor, I'm aware that my feet are planted on the floor because now I'm fully in my body. Mm-hmm. And when we're fully there, we're not thinking so much. We're more embodying who we are. That's what it means to embody, to embody. And when you're embodying, then the access to the peace and the choice and the sweetness of life is much more present for you. But when you're living only in your head, it's really hard to access those things and to be there, to actually experience those, the peace, the joy, the beauty, the love. Does that make sense?
Oh, I love the way you explain that. I've actually never heard it explained so wonderfully. I was actually sitting here breathing into my tailbone because it was almost like that quick of a meditation. You could see how easy that would be to practice. Because, you know, for myself, I'm going to start doing that, by the way, because I love that. See, I just learned something, too. There you go, folks. I don't know everything either. You're always learning and growing. And one of the things I'm doing when I do my deep breath through the nose, I make sure that my chest expands and my shoulders come back.
Yes.
Because we're kind of like we're shallow breathers.
Yes.
And just getting that great oxygen flow into the body. And it does feel good to bring the shoulders back. And I really do see this with a lot of people who are aging, how they begin to hunch over. And yet I know other people that do not. And when I've talked to people, what's the difference? The difference is the people that do the deep breathing techniques, or other, some people use yoga. There's many different techniques to use, but they're so aware of their body that they don't let that happen. They're so aware to hold those shoulders up, to breathe in and get that breath. So again, you know, this is something anyone can do anytime, and it's just a simple practice.
And you know what's so powerful about that one, Diana, is what you are actually doing is you are expanding your heart chakra.
Yeah.
You're opening your heart chakra and expanding. Mm-hmm. You know, when I get into my meditation later in the morning after the show, when I do the real, you know, half hour, 40 minute meditation, whatever, I then go from tailbone to second chakra, to third chakra, to heart chakra, to throat chakra, to third eye chakra, to crown chakra. I intentionally breathe into each one of them, open them up, and expand them. Each one of them. And I do it every single day. That is a breathing practice I do every day. And I'll tell you, when you have your breath fully in an expanded body in that expanded way, and your heart more open and as fully open as you can get it, you're in a very powerful place in your life. You're the one now. You're really deeply in your body. Your spirit is actively embodied in you. And so when you make those choices and when challenges come up, there is such a road to staying at peace and being conscious, because you're now fully embodied and your chakras are open and that energy through the spine is flowing up and down. So you're not blocked, you're not hunched over, you're not out of your body, just in your head. It makes a huge, huge difference. That's why I talk about breathing so much.
Right.
And then you set your intentions, etc. And it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, yeah. And you can see how doing that for yourself
every day,
you will grow so accustomed to that being the norm.
Yes.
And not the, oh, it's Monday, oh, it's raining, oh, it's all these other, the excuses. It becomes the priority. You are the priority, because when you're running on all pistons, again, it's how we all affect each other, because we are so interconnected. And if we all do this work, that beautiful flow of humanity begins to take shape.
Yeah, so folks, breathe. Set your intention for the day. Become loving to yourself. Love yourself enough that you would make this a priority in your life, and watch your life change. It cannot help but change for the better. And when enough of us do that, then there'll be peace on the planet. But there won't be until we are with the peace that we already are. And the only way to do it is to do the work. Diana, as always, thank you so much, my love, for being with me and sharing in this joyful time that we get together every third Friday of the month. And folks, thank you for tuning in, as always. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.